My friends, as you know, October 13th is the centenary anniversary of the great solar miracle at Fatima. God does use signs through our Blessed Mother to try to return us back to the gospel, into the heart of the church. And that's what Fatima is. So in Fatima, we have the themes of rosary, the critical prayer of the rosary. Sister Lucia said that she believes that Our Lady has given such an efficacy, such a power to the rosary, that no problem could not be remedied through the praying of the rosary. In the Fatima message, we also have the theme of a reparation, offering reparation specifically to the Immaculate Heart of Mary in light of the sins in which it's pierced at every moment due to the ingratitude of man. We have the five First Saturdays devotion, which is so critically important that on five consecutive First Saturdays, we would receive Holy Communion, go to confession, pray five decades of the Rosary, and spend 15 minutes of time in meditation, all with the intention, the overreaching intention of making reparation to her Immaculate Heart. And we also have the theme of consecration at Fatima, the importance of world consecration, inclusive of Russia, which, as Sister Lucia confirmed on several occasions, both in interviews and videotaped interviews, the consecration has been completed and accepted, performed by St. John Paul II, and also personal consecration. I want to add one last element to the Fatima message. Sister Lucia in Fatima, and in her writings, in fact, her last great writing called Calls, or in the original Echoes from the Message of Fatima, speaks on seven different occasions about Our Lady's role as co-redemptrix. Mary appears as the co-redemptrix on October 13th as Our Lady of Sorrows. This is to tell the world that the co-redemptrix role is critical for our situation and critical for the fulfillment of the Fatima message, which is, in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph and a period of peace will be granted to the world. So on the occasion of this great solar miracle Fatima anniversary, I call you once again to pray for the proclamation of Our Lady as co-redemptrix and her consequential roles as mediatrix and advocate, to pray the prayer of the Lady of All Nations given at Amsterdam some 28 years following Fatima, which were confirmed 28 years later from Amsterdam to Akita, Japan, in this theme, which all seeks to have Mary proclaimed as co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate, so she can fully utilize, fully activate those roles for the church and for the world today. So, two action steps. Number one, pray the prayer of Lady of All Nations. We will send you a free prayer card anywhere in the world if you contact us. Our phone line in the United States is 740-937-2277. Or you can email us at mary@motherofallpeoples.com. Just give us your name and address, how many prayer cards you want. You'll get them within 7 to 10 days. Also, to petition the Holy Father. Petition Pope Francis for the proclamation of the dogma. The proclamation of the dogma, Our Lady says, on May 31st of 1954, in her Messages of Amsterdam, is a condition for world peace. That Satan is a dominant factor, but when the dogma, the last dogma in Marian history, is proclaimed, then the Lady of All Nations will bring peace, true peace, to the world. So that's our responsibility as well. I want to conclude with one interpretation of that solar miracle, one given by Dr. Courtney Bartholomew, one of the co-discoverers of the AIDS virus. He's a scientist from Trinidad, who says that he believes that the solar miracle is really a prophecy of a potential nuclear war. Why? Because the sun is an ongoing hydrogen bomb. And when it comes from the sky to the earth and then returns, it gives the possibility of nuclear disaster. Sister Lucia would later say that because the consecration performed well and correctly by St. John Paul II in 1984, that because of that consecration, nuclear war was averted in the following year, 1985. But we too have a new cause of concern for potential nuclear war with the situation in North Korea and in other places of the world with forces that have nuclear capabilities. And so, all the more the reason to pray the prayer of the Lady of All Nations, which is a prayer asking Jesus to send the Holy Spirit into the hearts of all nations to prevent degeneration, disasters, and war. Once again, you can get that prayer from us, or you can get it on the internet. It's in about 50 different languages. If you'd like a prayer form for us, it's all free of charge. Give us a call, 740-937-2277. Email us at mary@motherofallpeoples.com. Let's all do our part to bring peace, true peace to the world. Thank you. God bless.